This is Tim Treloar.
This is David J. Howe.
I'm Peter Purvis.
I am Sadie Miller.
This is Lauren Cornelius.
Hi, this is Abby Rago, and I am a cosplayer. You're listening to the Doctor Who Collectors Podcast. Keep collecting.
Larry, it's Fraser. At last, I've got back to you. I'm sorry it's taken ages, but I've had the dreaded lurgy, and you use... They all say, who is Doctor Who? Where is he from? What does he do?
They all say, who is Doctor Who? Where is he from? What does he do?
Welcome back to the Doctor Who Collectors Podcast, and welcome to the Christmas 2024 wrap-up special. It's great to be here. I want to wish everyone out there a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and whatever it is you celebrate or don't celebrate, as long as you're celebrating Doctor Who and its continued success. So it's been great. It's been a great year. I'm going to wrap up the year here and thank all the people that helped make this show a success. It's been really, really overwhelming this year with all the things that have happened, you know, being part of a Blu-ray release and being on some of Keith Barnfather's projects and things like that, and being quoted and being honored at various things. It was very nice. And of course, my panels at Chicago TARDIS were very popular. We celebrated the 40th anniversary of Bundles from Britain this year. Just a wonderful, wonderful year. And I'm looking forward to the next year. So things that are, you know, happening right now, I guess yesterday by the recording time here, is the War Games in Color aired in England. And my one beef is that it did not air here in the United States. So I've been trying to avoid all the reviews and all the analysis and wait and till we can figure out how to see it over here. I just think it's a bad move on the BBC not to include the fans over here. But anyway, let me wrap up the episodes that we did here in 2024. What a great year. We started back in February. It's tough to get a show out on a regular basis because I book guests and guests need to happen at a certain time. And, you know, it's just the way it goes. So I appreciate all you for being patient and listening. We started the year, of course, bringing back the lost stories of the late Gene Airy. If you remember, Gene Airy wrote The Doctor and the Enterprise and actually fought a legal battle with people who published her work by notifying Paramount and Lionheart at the time to say that, hey, these guys are using your characters and licenses without your permission, and they did nothing. So she really tried to keep it free, and that was something we really... wanted to do. And of course, we took a deep look at the Blue Spine novels. It was an attempt by Virgin Publishing to publish all the Doctor Who Target novels in Blue Spine, but it didn't happen after the license was revoked. Just sad. And then we went, of course, we did reproductions. You know, people making reproductions and not putting on the packaging that it's a reproduction. And we tested that theory with a company that swore up and down that they put notices on there, and there wasn't one to be had. So I thought, okay, well, that's on you. Make sure that you get the actual absolute facts. We had a great conversation with Mr. Ken Deep. He's the showrunner for the Long Island Who Convention. He was very present at the Chicago TARDIS. We had a few words together. He was very busy. He usually looks after Paul McGann, which is really nice. We covered the classic hardcovers of 1984 with my good friend Tony Witt. That was a 11-book year with one American novel. We're going to be coming up with the 1986 hardcovers in the new year, so that'll be exciting. We spoke to Stephen Warren Hill, who's the author of Gallifrey Base, the largest and oldest Doctor Who, I'm not sure what you call it out there, discussion group, that kind of thing. But he's also the program director at Chicago TARDIS, and most importantly, the principal author of Red, White, and Who, the story of Doctor Who in America, the book that actually puts Bundles from Britain in the history books.
So that was pretty cool. We caught up with cosplayer and my good friend Elizabeth Wade. It was great to see her again. We went on to 1985 with the hardcovers with Tony Witt again, 13 books that year. It was just, that was the year that the books came to the United States. And they, Lyle Stewart, who I used to order my Target books from, basically told us, hey, are you interested in these? And basically gave us the entire inventory because nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted it. It was just, you know... Nobody, you know, the bookstores didn't want it, the libraries didn't want it, but we did very well with it, with bundles. We then had a great conversation with our good friend Neil Cole and the Museum of Sci-Fi in Northumberland. So, Neil, if you're listening, have a happy Christmas out there, my friend. It was great to have you on the show. Then we got some really exciting news about some folks not far from me here in Bourbonnais, Illinois, Mr. Lee Thompson, Mr. William Thompson, being officially declared by the Guinness Book of World Records as having the largest Doctor Who collection in the world. So we still congratulate that moment. And I don't know, maybe one day, I don't even know if I have the motivation to start going through and counting stuff. But it's okay. Somebody else has done it, and I applaud you guys. Thanks so much. And of course, we finished off the year with a bang here. I got to sit on the main stage and interview two legends of Doctor Who, Mr. Fraser Hines and Miss Wendy Padbury, the companions of the Second Doctor. And I did get to talk to them about the War Games in color, as well as other great things, including Fraser telling the story about our theme song, Who's Doctor Who, on this show. So what a wonderful way that was. And they were both wonderful people. Backstage, Wendy was so complimentary to my interview style. And a lot of people came up to me and said that that was their favorite one. So hopefully they've passed that along to the powers that be at Chicago TARDIS. And I'll be back on the main stage, maybe this time on Saturday when there's more people. That would be great. So what's coming up in the new year? Well, we are, like I mentioned already, we're going to be probably going through the 1986 and 1987 hardcover books. That run does end in 1988 in the middle of the year. So that will be finishing that up. We're going to have Lauren Cornelius back on the program. She's been busy doing a lot of TV work, but she definitely wanted to come back. We reached out again to Daisy Ashford, the daughter of Carolyn John and Jeffrey Beavers. And of course, Big Finish plays Liz Shaw. She wasn't sure, but she took my card, and we'll see if she gets in touch. We've also extended the invitation to Sadie Miller once again to come back. She indicated that she might do that. We're still holding out the invitation to Ms. Lisa Bowerman, who plays Bernice Summerfield in the story. She did agree verbally to coming on the show over a year ago, but we'll see. Of course, she's working, she's busy, and we completely respect that. And we'll see what else comes out. You know, it's going to be a very interesting thing. Now, I also know that many of you tune in to find out what are the top gifts that people are giving for Doctor Who fans. Well, I have some bad news. Amazon, I said Target in the last, because I had Target books on the brain for the last episode. It's usually Amazon. It's their one thing that they usually reach out to me for. But the guy that used to work with me is no longer with Amazon. And the guy that took over didn't know me from Adam and didn't want to deal with me. So I said, okay, that's fine. You know, hey, that happens. People come, people go. And I don't have any bad feelings. Although I still remind my listeners, if you want one of the newer Blu-ray releases and you want to get it faster, go to the amazon.co.uk and use your login to buy directly from the UK Amazon. They'll ship it to the United States. But if you order it from the American side, you have a 90% chance of that getting canceled. And I have done that experiment numerous times over the year where I pre-order it on the Amazon site in America. And they say, okay, delivery delayed. Sorry, your order has been canceled due to we can't get it. And that's because they've sold out of them or they didn't get the shipment they were supposed to get. So there's that. But I am going to talk about something that did come in time for Christmas, and that is a special Doctor Who Casio watch. It actually has Shudi Gatwa on the cover. It says, "Watch this Christmas," and it's a special Casio Doctor Who watch. Comes with a medallion, and it's just a wonderful thing. Unfortunately, it went out very, very quickly. It's sold out. It's a beautiful watch, and it's in a box. I've got two of these now, so I don't know. We might part with one. Who knows? But anyway, it's a beautiful little collectible in a special box, and it sits up there on the shelf with the Big Finish items. It's really nice. In addition, too, I did get the special edition Sirens of Time with the cassette, the gold version here with the CD and the cassette. And I was still am scratching my head going, remember way back when I emailed the Big Finish podcast and I said, hey, you guys should do a special cassette release. And they said, no. Well, they did it anyway. So I'm taking full credit for that. That's okay. I'll never get it, but that's all right. That's perfectly okay. But anyway, we do support Big Finish on our program. We love those guys. They're wonderful people. And we want to wish all of those folks a Merry Christmas as well. So that is my Christmas show for 2024. I want everyone to have a safe New Year, and we will see you in the new year. Until then, keep collecting.
They never passed that place.
Oh, no idea. I'm glad we got away.
What were they doing?
Your guess is as good as mine. Let's hope we never land there again.
Here we are.
What's this?
Well, we so rarely get a chance to celebrate, but this time, we must.
Celebrate?
Yes. It's Christmas. Don't you remember the police station Christmas?
So it was, yes.
Here's a toast. A happy Christmas to all of us.
Same to you, Doc.
Sir? Incidentally, a happy Christmas to all of you at home.
I bring you greetings from all Daleks.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with the Dalek and hug him underneath the mistletoe. And if he's very nice, I'll feed him sugar spice and hang a Christmas stocking from his big left toe. And when we both get up on Christmas morning, I'll kiss him on his chrome-inflated head and take him in to say hi to Mum and frighten Daddy out of his bed. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
To you.
I wish to be your friend. Please may I have some more plum pudding and custard.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek, and if I make him happy, he will stay. You go and twiddle his eye, and then my little Dalek will say, Merry Christmas!
Christmas tree!
Happy Christmas!
Mistletoe!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
To you! Merry Christmas!
I love you!
Happy Christmas!
You love me!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
To you! Merry Christmas!
More black pudding!
Happy Christmas!
More custard!
Merry Christmas!
Direction point! Direction point!
A Doctor Who podcast network.